Aleluya. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 2. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, "You have gone around this mountain long enough. Turn northward." Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, "You have gone around this mountain long enough, so turn northward." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. One more time, can we read it together? Hallelujah. Can I hear some amens and shouts and praises and prayers in this place tonight? And the Lord spoke to me, saying, "You have gone around this mountain long enough, turn northward." Amen. Hallelujah. നീ ഈ മലയ്ക്ക് ചുറ്റും നടന്ന് മതിയാക്കുക. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ആമേൻ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം. ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് യു നോ വെൻ ഗോഡ് സ്പീക്സ് ഹിസ് വേർഡ് ഹസ് ഗോട്ട് പവർ. ഹിസ് വേർഡ് ഹസ് ഗോട്ട് പവർ ടു ബ്രേക്ക് ഹാബിറ്റ്സ്, ടു ബ്രേക്ക് ബോണ്ടേജസ്. ഹിസ് വേർഡ് ഹസ് ഗോട്ട് പവർ ടു ഹീൽ ആൻഡ് റിസ്റ്റോർ ആൻഡ് റിവൈവ്. ആമേൻ. ഹൗ മെനി ഓഫ് യു ബിലീവ് ദാറ്റ് ടുനൈറ്റ്? ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. വെൻ ഗോഡ് സേസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇനഫ്, ഇറ്റ് മീൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇനഫ്. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. Some of you are going to move into the next phase of your life because God is commanding you tonight, and if you receive with faith, that word will fall upon your hearts and release you. He's saying, enough, enough to your bondage, enough to your slavishness, enough to your bondage, enough to your sickness, enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Enough. Can you imagine that? You go into a meeting where the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and you receive a word from the Holy Ghost, and let me tell you, that word has got power. Amen. Tonight I sense a deep anointing of God upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I could hardly wait till evening to come to preach. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And so I know there is a word from God for you to release you, and to release you through well. Amen. Hallelujah. You have gone around this mountain long enough. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there is a saying which I want you to write down and remember it all the time. It says, I forget who said it, but it's good. It's no secret what God can do. Amen. It's no secret what God can do. If he did something good for someone else, he will do the same for you. Hear me well again. It's no secret what God can do. If he did something good for someone else, my brother, my sister, he will do the same for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At any time after creation, if God has done anything for anyone, let me tell you, that gives you the freedom, that gives you the privilege, that is enough to raise your faith to say, God can do the same for me. If at any time it is written that the Lord heals someone, let me tell you, God will do the same healing for you. Amen. Amen. If at any point of time there was anyone who was troubled by demons, where God set that person free, he will do the same for you. Amen. Hallelujah. At any point of anybody's life, anywhere, if God has stepped in and set someone free and revived them, he can do it for you tonight. Amen. He can do it for you tonight. Amen. If the Lord has prospered anyone, He can prosper you. If there is anything that God has done for anyone, He can do the very well same thing for me. I believe it with all of my heart. I do not know about you, but I believe it with all of my heart. God will do what He has done for someone else, the same thing for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If God could call a Moses or an Abraham, God can call me. Amen. Hallelujah. If God could restore a David, God can restore me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If God could revive a great man of God by the name of Ezra, God can do the same for me. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe that? Amen. Amen. If God bless somebody's child, God can bless your child also. Amen. If God saved somebody's wife, God can save your wife also. If God saved somebody's husband, God can save your husband also. You believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival has come across the world to different places. Amen. If you study revival, you will know that revival has come to different places. Amen. But let me tell you, the next on God's agenda is India. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next on God's agenda is India. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight the Lord will do great things. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 2 again. And the Lord spoke to me saying, you have gone around this mountain long enough. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They came out of Egypt. They went through the waters of baptism also. But instead of going into the promised land, they found an attractive place, a good mountain to go around. The journey that they should have made around 11 days, 38 years they're going around. Hallelujah. After 38 years, God said, that is enough. That is enough. Hallelujah. Some of your lives, God is looking at you and saying, that is enough. That is enough. When God says that, that word has got the power to set you free. God is saying, that is enough. Amen. You've been going around for a long time. That is enough. That is arrested. Amen. Hallelujah. When you look at these people in the book of the Bible, in the book of Exodus chapter 1. See, the Lord brought out these people with signs, wonders, and miracles. How many of you know the book? Amen? The Holy Word of God. Amen? The Lord brought the people of Israel out of bondage with signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen? Amen? And let me tell you something here. The people that God brought out, they were slaves in Egypt for 430 years. They were slaves in Egypt for 430 years. They were slaves in Egypt for, come on, 430 years. And the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, in the Old Testament, that's the devil. He is saying something about these people. You know what he is saying? Exodus chapter 1. And verse 9. And the new king of Egypt, that is Pharaoh, said, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than us. Amen? 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 Look at what the devil is telling you tonight. Look at the devil's testimony over your life. The devil is saying, if this guy should get a revival, he's gonna really trouble me. Are you with me? The devil recognizes the seed of God inside of you. The devil recognizes the calling of God inside of you. He recognizes the grace by which God has saved you. And he's saying, if this guy should get up, we have had it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why? That is the reason that the enemy did everything to afflict the children of Israel. The devil does everything to get you back to your habits, to get you back to your bondage, and to make you miserable and frustrated. You know why? Because he knows that there is a purpose of God inside of you. And if you should understand that, and if you should have the revelation of that, then he is going to have to go for a walk and a long one at that. Because you are mightier than him. Some of you are wondering why the whole habits and bondages come back into your life. It's that devil saying, I'm scared of this guy, I'm scared of this girl. I'm scared of this woman, I'm scared of this man. How many of you are here tonight listening? Amen. It's the devil saying, I'm scared. Let me afflict them so much and get them into bondage, whereby they will do something which they don't like. Let them make bricks. Let them make bricks. Something that they do not like. Let them make bricks. Why? Because if he realizes who he is, if he realizes the calling, if he realizes the love of God upon his life, he's going to raise up from that and say, enough, devil. You hear that? Let them make bricks. You know why? Because they should make bricks, get to do the very thing that they hate, get them to work so hard that by the time they come home in the evening, they will be too tired to pray. They will be too tired to remember the covenant that God made with their forefathers, Abraham, that I would bring them through and I would bless them and take them to the land that is flowing with milk and honey. Come on, church. Come on, church. The reason he gets you into bondage is that you should be so much doing that which you hate that you should have no time for God. That you should have no time for prayer. That you should have no time to remember there is a word that God has spoken over your life. You hear that? Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. But God is saying that is enough. God is saying that is enough. God is saying that is enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why the devil could only afflict them and make them do things that which they hate instead of destroying them completely? You know why? Because there was a word over their lives that God had spoken. There was a word over their lives which God has spoken. Do you realize there is a word over your life which God has spoken? As long as that word is there, the devil cannot destroy you. As long as there is a word of God over your life. As long as there is a word of God over your descendants. The devil cannot destroy you. The only thing that he can make you do is the very thing that you hate and get you into bondage. But let me tell you tonight, the Lord is saying, it is enough. It is enough. It is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? The power of a word that God has spoken over your life. Some of you are wondering how you survived all these years. Let me tell you, there's a word over your life. Oh, you have done many things that you do not like, but you have survived all this. Why? Because there is a promise of God over your life. God spoke to the forefathers Abraham, say, these children shall go to a land that is flowing with milk and honey, the Canaan. That word, as long as that was there over their lives. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. Oh, my heart is filled with lightness and with gladness. As long as there is a word over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You have come all the way through here. You thought in 2000 you wouldn't make it into 2001. You made it. In 2001 you thought you would never make it into 2002. You made it. In 2002 you thought you will never make it into 2003. You made it. Into 2003 you thought you will never make it in 2004. You made it. And now you're thinking I'll never make it in 2005. You will make it. Hallelujah. You will make it. You will make it. You will make it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As long as there is a word over your life, the devil will have to look at it and say, I can only tempt. I can only tempt. I can only show him the bottle and the material that he shouldn't watch. He has to get himself into that and get entangled and do things that he doesn't like. And he has to forget the covenant and the promise that I've made over his life. He should forget his prayer life. He should forget that there is no benefit in worship. I mean, there is benefit in worship, but he should forget that there is benefit in worship. And he should think there is no benefit in worship. He should begin to think there is nothing in worship. He should begin to think there is nothing in prayer. He should begin to think there is nothing in the Word of God. He should lose his love for the Lord and for the Word and for worship and for prayer. And he should continue with that which I want him to do. And as long as I can get him to do that, I know that he will not torment me and bind me and block me out of the lives of different other people. But God tonight is saying, it is enough. Look at your neighbor and say, it is enough. Hallelujah. It is enough. Hallelujah. Say it one more time with faith. It is enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why God sent a Redeemer. That is why he sent Moses. Moses, hallelujah. You go. There is a promise over all their lives. They're struggling for some time. Moses, you go now. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? And Moses came and said, let my people go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what Pharaoh said? I won't. I love them to go. Now I'm going to give them more bricks to make and no straw to make the bricks with. Come on. How many of you thought that your deliverance was on the point in the last 7-day fasting or in the 10-day fasting or certain periods of your life you thought your deliverance was so near, and the minute you thought your deliverance was so near you're going to get your deliverance, suddenly you saw yours doing the thing that you hate even more. And he said, I am discouraged. I don't think I can go on. I don't know why I'm doing the things that I don't like. I don't know why I've fallen again. Hallelujah. But as long as the word is over your life, however many times the devil might say, I won't let them go, he has to come to a point where he has to say, let them go. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God had to work 10 miracles through Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil will not allow you to go just like that. Out of your bondage. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Then India would be saved. Half of Asia would be saved. Europe would be touched by the fire of God. Hallelujah. Benin would be calling you to States to do a crusade there. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Come on. So the devil intensified the grip, but God time and again did one miracle after the other. One miracle after the other. Oh, look at the times when God has come into your life. You thought your deliverance was on the point of being achieved and thought you could make it through, but again you felt something holding you back. You saw the miracle of God for somebody else's life, but you didn't see it for your life. You thought you were going to come out, but again the devil held you back. Again you thought you were going to come out 10 times, but let me tell you, finally they came out. There is a final time in your life when you will say bye-bye to your slavish habits and to your bondages, and banjo will come out. Hallelujah. As long as there is a word over my life, hallelujah, lift your hand and say that. As long as there is a word over my life, devil, you cannot touch me. Say that, devil, you cannot touch me. Hallelujah. Amen. എന്റെ കുടുംബത്തിന്റെ മേലൊരു വാക്കുതോളപ്പം എന്റെ കുടുംബത്തെ തൊടാനാ സാധ്യമല്ല. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. എന്റെ ഫ്യൂച്ചറിനെ കുറിച്ച് ഒരു വാഗ്ദത്തം ദൈവത്തിനുള്ളപ്പം ഹി കനോട്ട് ടച്ച് മൈ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when you look at the word of God, you will find many people with a word over their life. There was a young shepherd boy whom God anointed. But it's amazing, when God said to Samuel, Samuel, anoint from the house of Jesse, for I have seen for myself a king there. There was no king there. There was only a shepherd boy there. When you look at the word in the Bible in 1 Samuel 16, the word that God used is this: I have seen for myself a king in the house of Jesse. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad that God sees you different than the way the world sees you? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I have seen for myself a king. But if you go into David's house, you will find only a shepherd boy smelling of sheep. A reject in the family. Are you with me? Hallelujah. His family members rejected him. His family members rejected him. Amen. Hallelujah. He was not strong and mighty like his elder brother Eliab. He was a weak, young, little shepherd boy. But God saw in him a king. Hallelujah. God saw in him a king. Hallelujah. The person sitting next to you might not see a king in you, but let me tell you, there is something in you which God sees, and that is different from the one that your world sees around you. Amen. You might only see weakness in you. You might only see sheep around you. You might look at your life and say, will I ever be a king? But let me tell you, when God utters a word, who can reverse it? When God declares a word, who can reverse it? When God, the mouth of the Lord has spoken, who can reverse it? When God says, I have got a plan over your life, which devil will stop from that plan from being fulfilled? Let me tell you, let every man be a liar, but God's word is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I have seen for myself a king. That's the word. Samuel goes and anoints him with oil. Oh, these are days of great anointing. I welcome the Holy Ghost back into this fellowship and upon your lives. Let the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of liberty and glory, have complete freedom over this place. Oh, over this worship ministry, over each one of the lives in this place, over everyone sitting on top, over people who have not come. Let the Spirit of glory, the Yahweh, hallelujah, the anointing of God, have complete freedom. Amen. See, David, he was anointed at a very young age. He had a word over his life at a very young age. But everything is contrary to the word that he's got in his life. But as long as there is a word over your life, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be still out there in the wilderness. You might be still there looking at your life and saying, it's insignificant, nothing material or nothing blessing has happened to me. You might be still looking after your father's sheep, but let me tell you, when there is a word over your life, God will bring that word to pass. Amen. He is sent to the house of Saul. Saul doesn't see him as a king. He's sitting there worshiping. Hallelujah. Amen. But look at this. Saul tries to kill him. Are you with me? Amen. Saul tries to kill him. Do you know that the devil is a liar? He's a murderer. Amen. But the reason he couldn't touch you all these years is because there is a word from God over your life. Hallelujah. Avan thagarkunnavana. Avan kallana. But he couldn't touch you. He couldn't touch you. You might have been there in the wilderness, but he couldn't touch you. Hallelujah. Why? There is a word of God over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The king of Israel is in the enemy territory. In 1 Samuel 21, David is before the king of Gath. And there, the king of Gath is saying to him, the servant of the king of Gath is saying to the king, Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. Is this not the man? David, hearing this, is running away. When there is a word over your life, no matter wherever you run away, hallelujah, God will still find you. Hallelujah, God will still find you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But holy restlessness within you is because there is a calling of God upon your life. Amen. When this king of Gath is seeing David run away from Israel, a reject from his own country, from his church, he's out there. What happens? He got so scared that he began to act like a madman. You hear another word? He began to act like a madman. He said, this king is going to kill me. And he began to act like a madman. Look at that 1 Samuel 21. There's something powerful here. 1 Samuel 21. And verse 12. We can read from 10 onwards later. Verse 12. Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. The 13th verse. So, what did he do? He changed his behavior. Them. He acted out madness in their hands. Scratched on the doors of the gate. And let his saliva fall down on his beard. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy will want to make you look like a fool. But as long as there is a word of God over your life, hallelujah, നിന്നൊരു വട്ടനാക്കി കളയാൻ വരെ തോന്നിക്കും പിശാച്. നിനക്ക് വട്ടായി പോകുന്ന പോലെ നീ ചിന്തിക്കും ചില സമയത്ത്. ഈ പോക്ക് പോയാൽ ഞാൻ ഒരു വട്ടനായി പോകുന്ന പോലെ നീ ചിന്തിക്കും. But let me tell you, hallelujah, as long as there is a word over your life. Amen. You know what David did? He scratched on the door. That word in Hebrew actually means to set a boundary. That was the time of enough in his life. Israel with the Philistine and enemy territory get the one Pishashina and Munenikimbatena. ഗാത്തിൽ നിന്നാണ് ഗൊലായത്ത് വരെ വന്നത്. അതിന്റെ മുന്നേ വരെ നിൽക്കുമ്പോ ഡേവിഡ് വട്ടനെ പോലെ കാണിക്കുമ്പോ സഡൻലി ഹി റിയലൈസസ് ദ ഗ്രേസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഷോസ് അപ്പ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആൻഡ് ഹി ഡ്രോസ് ഓൺ ദ ഗേറ്റ്. ഇൻ അദർ വേർഡ്സ് വാട്ട് ഹി ഈസ് സേയിങ് ഇസ് ഐ സെറ്റ് അപ്പ് എ ബൗണ്ടറി നൗ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നോ മോർ ഫോർ ദ ഡെവൽ, യു സ്റ്റേ ദേർ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. I set up a boundary. I draw a line whereby you might not cross it, devil. I have given you space in my life. I have given you influence in my life. I have given you a foothold in my life at different times of my life, but no more. Let me tell you, it's a no more time in your life. To the places that you're given the devil, you need to draw the boundary there and say, no more. I'm not going to get into that relationship no more. I'm not going to do the very stupid thing that I did before no more. I'm not going to get into that movie channel no more. Are you with me? Come on. See, how many of you understand? It is from 1 Samuel 21 and from that scripture that David later on wrote Psalm 34. Amen. What gave him the courage to set a boundary line? Psalm 34 says that. Suddenly he realized, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continuously on my lips. Hallelujah. Psalm 34 and verse 5. I will look up to him, for his word declares, none of us who look to him shall ever be put to shame. Psalms 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from every one of them. Psalm 34 came out of his experiences there. Hallelujah. Suddenly seeing the Lord before him. Suddenly he said, I shouldn't look to the enemy. I should look to the Lord who is above me. Hallelujah. I should remember the word that he has spoken over my life. I should be a man of courage. I should not be faint hearted. I don't need to give the devil a foothold anymore. I am going to take a stand. I am going to draw a boundary line and say to the devil, devil, you shall not cross over and torment me anymore. I am the one who is in charge over you. I shall say no to you from now on. Come on, church, come on. Come on, how many of you understand that tonight? Hallelujah, tonight God is calling some of you to set a boundary line. Hallelujah. Nee varakanam. Nee varakina varile pishashu nikkum. Amen. Hallelujah. Adu vare pishashine peediya. Hallelujah. But there's a time when courage will come through because you remember the word that God has spoken over your life. You suddenly remember the promise that he's made over your life. You remember the beginning years of your walk with him where you called him out of the being a shepherd to be the next king. Where you remember that and say, devil, no more. I don't belong in your territory. I don't belong in your place. I don't belong here. Devil, no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Are you willing to draw a boundary? Hallelujah. Are you willing to set a boundary? Hallelujah. You need to set a boundary over your relationships, over everything. No more devil. You have influenced my family long enough. No more. Amen. Hallelujah. You have touched my finances long enough. No more. You have played with my calling long enough. No more. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Let boldness rise inside of you. Let boldness rise inside of you. Let boldness rise inside of you. No more. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you will take a decision tonight? Hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. No more. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't you want to sing your own Psalms 34? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you want to sing your own Psalms 34? Hallelujah. Nine vatane pole aakam pishashu pala pravisham nokki kaanum, but now you're going to take a stand and say, no more. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. As long as there is a word of God over your life, there is a place beyond which the enemy cannot influence you, cannot torment you, cannot get in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, he's given you power and authority over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing and nothing and nothing and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, when you study the word of God, sometimes what happens to most people is that the reason they go around the mountain, they go around looking like a madman and looking like a backslider and looking like a hopeless fellow and sitting in one corner saying, I can't worship. You know why? Because they're faint-hearted inside. So become strong-hearted. No. Amen. If I take the psalm in my mouth, I will come through. Amen. Hallelujah. If he did it for someone else very well, my brother, he will do it for you. If he did it for someone else, he will do it for you. If he did it for a David, he will do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you have not had the courage inside of you. You know why? Because you don't realize. See, the more attention the devil gets, the more magnified he will become. Are you with me? As long as the 10 spies were looking to the giants, they seemed bigger and bigger and bigger, and they forgot about the Lord who had called them. They forgot the promise of God over their lives to inherit the land. As long as you look to your weakness, it'll seem bigger and bigger and bigger. And say, oh, ഇതിൽ നിന്ന് ഞാൻ എങ്ങനെ പുറത്തേക്ക് വരും? ആരെന്നെ രക്ഷിക്കും? പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് പോയിട്ട് കാര്യമുണ്ടോ? വചനം വായിച്ചിട്ടും കാര്യമുണ്ടോ? ഉപസിച്ചിട്ടും കാര്യമുണ്ടോ? കാര്യമുണ്ട്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. കാര്യമുണ്ട്. അതിൽ വിടുതലുണ്ട്. അതിൽ അനുഗ്രഹമുണ്ട്. അതിൽ പിശാച്ച് തോറ്റുപോകും. നീ ജയിക്കും. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. See, Genesis 3 ile verum oru serpent aa picha even eduthu vannathu. Are you with me? In Revelations 12 il nokumbo the third verse, and another sign appeared in heaven, behold a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on the head. The 9th verse, Arada, it is the same devil. 9th verse speaks about him. Amen. What is a bamba in Genesis 3? Well, about 12 ayapothin avane kombu vechu 7 thalayayi 7 kiridavayi enna arevo manushirakka avane aaradhikkan thodangi. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. വിശ്വാസിയും ചിലപ്പോ ആരാധിക്കും അങ്ങനെ അറിയാതെ പേടിച്ചിട്ട്. ഹല്ലേ. പക്ഷേ വെളിപാട് 21 നോക്കിയ ലുക്ക് ടു റെവലേഷൻസ് 21. റെവലേഷൻസ് 20, പാർഡൺ മീ, ആൻഡ് വേഴ്സ് 1. ദെൻ ഐ സോ ആൻ ഏഞ്ചൽ കമ്മിങ് ഡൗൺ ഫ്രം ഹെവൻ ഹാവിംഗ് ദ കീ ടു ദ ബോട്ടംലെസ് പിറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് ചെയിൻ ഇൻ ഹിസ് ഹാൻഡ്. ഹീ ലെയ്ഡ് ഹോൾഡ് ഓഫ് ദ ഡ്രാഗൻ, ദാറ്റ് സെർപ്പന്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾഡ്, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis 3 la varu oru paamba 12 ayapothinaanu thalayum vaalum okke bayangaramayittu velidaanu thodangi. Pashi 20th adhyayathirunna varanariyavo avane veru oru malaga vannittu malagayude peru parayunnilla. Michael aanengil Michael nu parnane, Gabriel aanengil Gabriel nu parnane, peru polum parnilla. One angel. Hallelujah. വെറും വൺ ഏഞ്ചിൽ വന്നിട്ട് ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഒരു ഒരു കയ്യിൽ എന്താ കീസ്? അപ്പൊ പിന്നെ ഒരു കൈ മാത്രം മതി. ഏഞ്ചിൽ ഒരു കയ്യിൽ കീസാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞത്. അപ്പൊ ഒരു കൈയും കൊണ്ട് അവനെ പിടിച്ച് പിന്നെ അങ്ങോട്ട് ഇട്ടത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അവനെയാണോ നീ രാത്രി പേടിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നത്? Let me tell you, the victory is yours in the name of the Lord. അവന്റെ കള്ളത്തരം കേട്ടാ നീ പേടിച്ച് വട്ടനെ പോലെ കാണിക്കുന്നത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Amen. അവന്റെ വാക്യം കേട്ടോ നീ പേടിച്ച് നിനക്ക് കർത്താവിനോട് മുന്നോട്ട് നടക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി മടിയായിട്ട് പുറകോട്ട് തിരിഞ്ഞു നോക്കുന്നത്. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, hallelujah. One angel with one hand is enough. Hallelujah. അവന്റെ കാര്യം ഒതുക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി. Hallelujah. ദൈവം, hallelujah. Tonight as we worship the Lord, there are thousands upon thousands of angels around this place. The Lord our God is magnified in this place. നിന്റെ മേലുള്ള കെട്ടുകൾ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറും. പിശാചിന്റെ ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറും. ചങ്ങലകൾ പൊട്ടി മാറും. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഇപ്പോൾ തന്നെ സംഭവിക്കട്ടെ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When there is a word over your life. Hallelujah. നിന്റെ കറക്കത്തിന്റെ സമയമായി. ഡേവിഡിന്റെ കറക്കത്തിന്റെ സമയം തീർന്നു. Hallelujah. Amen. As a child, the anointing that he has received began to rise up inside of him. That made him look back to the Lord. That made him magnify the Lord above the enemy. Amen. Look at Joseph. In the Bible, at the age of 13, God gave a word over his life. God showed him a dream. God showed him a... Are you still here tonight? God showed him a... You will be in authority. The 11 stars and the moon and the sun will all come and bow down before you. He got a dream at the age of 13. Or 17, pardon me. 17, not 13, 17. He received the dream. The next thing that he knows is that he's in the pit. The next thing that he knows when he's got out of that pit is he's in the prison. പക്ഷേ അവൻ കൊട്ടാരത്തിൽ എത്തിയേ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something here tonight. When he went into the pit and the prison, the only thing that he had with him was the dream that God had given him. Amen. But when he got out of the prison, not only did he have the dream that God gave him, but he received a new gift, the gift to interpret dreams. Where did he receive? Not before. Avada vecha. Hallelujah. Hear me well again. Amen. നീയോർത്ത് നിന്റെ കൃപ നഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടു പോയെന്ന് but God is only putting in one more one to your life, one more anointing and gifting upon your life. I stir up the gift of God inside of you in the name of Jesus tonight. നീ കുഴിക്കകത്ത് വീണപ്പോഴത്തേനും ചെങ്ങലക്കകത്ത് കിടന്നപ്പോഴും നീ ഓർത്തു ഓ ഈ എന്റെ ഡ്രീമും പോയി. പണ്ടൊരു അന്യഭാഷയൊക്കെ സംസാരിക്കുന്നു, ഇപ്പൊ അന്യഭാഷയും വരുന്നില്ല, ഒന്നും വരുന്നില്ല, ഒന്നും വരുന്നില്ല. പണ്ടൊക്കെ ഒച്ചയിരുന്ന് പാടാൻ പറ്റുന്നു, ഇപ്പൊ പാട്ട് പോലും പാടാൻ പറ്റുന്നില്ല. Let me tell you, there is an adding on gifting coming over your life. Hallelujah. When my God has got a word over your life, there is something more which he will add upon you. Hallelujah. I want to believe that tonight. I want to believe that tonight. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I believe with all of my heart. Oh, I believe with all of my heart, and I receive your gifting upon my life, and I receive your gifting upon my life. Oh, radala handana raja, rudala handana raja, rogara thalamdala julabada mandara saja. Oh, hallelujah. Magara hatula jarandana rubala hattal jara. Kurumal khadura sambara jiratiniya. Oh, മനസ്സിനെ മടുപ്പിച്ചു വെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന ബന്ധൽ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. ജീവിതത്തെ ക്ഷീണിപ്പിക്കുന്ന ബന്ധൽ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. റൂഡ രാജ, നന്ദന രാജ, ഓ കെട്ടുകൾ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ, ബന്ധൽ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ദൈവിക കൃപ, ഉണർവിന്റെ ശക്തി, പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി ഒന്നും കൂടെ വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. റൂഡലാ ഹന്ദന രാജ, ദുലങ്ങട ഹന്ദന രാജ, ഭൂതല ഹന്ദന രാജൽ ഹതുല തലവ സംബജാര. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ. എന്നെ ഒട്ടനാക്കി കളയും, മണ്ടനാക്കി കളയും, എനിക്ക് ഫ്യൂച്ചർ ഇല്ലാതെയായി പോകുമെന്നുള്ള ചിന്തകൾ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ മാറിപ്പോകട്ടെ. ഭൂതല ഹന്ദന രാജൽ ഹന്ദന രാജ, ഗ്ലോബി ഗ്ലോബി ഗ്ലോബി. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ 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 ഗ്ലോബി ചൊനേ. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 2 and verse 2. If he did it for someone else, say it to your neighbor. If my God did it for the children of Israel, he will do it for you. If he did it for David, he will do it for you. If he did it for Joseph, he will do it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Agree with that person and say amen and believe with all your heart. Hallelujah. Where two or three agree, hallelujah, Amen. The anointing of God breaks the yoke. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 38 long years. They walked around the mountain. Amen. But God said, it is enough. It is enough. It is enough. It is enough. Hallelujah. It is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you look at the word of the Lord, you will find there was a house which had welcomed Jesus. Hello? Huh? A house that had welcomed Jesus. There are many houses. When Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus, God saved his whole household. When he made room for Jesus, in other words, he made a room for Jesus. Come into my house. The Lord said, the entire family be saved. Amen. And there was a house called Martha, Mary, and a brother Lazarus who made room for Jesus. And God would teach them. Have you made room for Jesus? Hallelujah. Pandijadam alaipum. Have you made room for Jesus? Amen. Valapuram chedutundonalla. Are you willing to make room for Jesus tonight? Amen. Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, they made room for Jesus. But even after they made room for Jesus, Lazarus died. Amen. Hallelujah. And worst of it, avaru chodichappol onnum kartavu Lazarusine jeevipichilla. He waited till Lazarus was stinking. Come on. Amen. I don't understand the ways of God, but as long as my deliverance comes, I'm happy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll have a lot of time to figure it all out in heaven, but not here on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. എന്തുകൊണ്ട് വന്നില്ല എന്തുകൊണ്ട് വന്നില്ല എന്നൊന്നും എനിക്ക് അറിഞ്ഞുകൂടാ. ചില വിശ്വാസം നോക്കുമ്പോൾ ഉപസിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചിട്ടും വിടുതലായില്ലല്ലോ കർത്താവ്, എന്തുകൊണ്ട് വന്നില്ല എനിക്ക് അറിഞ്ഞുകൂടാ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ആമേൻ. അവർ കർത്താവ് വിശ്വസിച്ച് വചനമൊക്കെ ആയിട്ട് നിന്നിട്ടും ഇങ്ങനെയൊക്കെ സംഭവിച്ചല്ലോ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ബട്ട് ഒന്നെനിക്കറിയാം, if you wait upon him, you shall renew your strength and mount up with wings like eagles and soar on high. അവന് വേണ്ടി കാത്തിരുന്ന ഒരിക്കലും ലജിച്ചു പോയല്ല. Amen. ഉയർപ്പിന്റെ ശക്തി ദൈവം വെളിപ്പെടുത്തും. God will show his resurrection power. Amen. ഞാൻ കർത്താവിന് വന്നിട്ട് ഇങ്ങനത്തെ ബന്ധനത്തിന്റെ താക്കം പോയി പെട്ടല്ലോ എന്നൊക്കെ ചിന്തിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നവരുണ്ട്. Hallelujah. We do not know why that has happened. Hallelujah. കർത്താവിന് വന്നിട്ടും അങ്ങനെയൊക്കെ സംഭവിച്ചല്ലോ എന്ന് ഓർത്തിരുന്നിട്ടും കാര്യമില്ല. But let me tell you, he is willing to show his resurrection power upon you and give you a fresh start, give you a fresh life, give you a new beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. ലാസറസ് മരിച്ചപ്പോ മിക്കവാറും നാട്ടിലുള്ള എല്ലാരും ചിരിച്ചാണ്. Amen. ഇവര് ഈ പ്രാർത്ഥന എന്നൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞ് ബൈബിളൊക്കെ പിടിച്ചു പോക്കി നടന്നിട്ടും സ്തോത്രം സ്തോത്രം ഒന്ന് ഒച്ചയൊക്കെ ഉണ്ടാക്കിയിട്ടും എത്ര പ്രാവശ്യം പറഞ്ഞു ചുമ്മാ പള്ളിക്കാതിരുന്നാ മതി, പ്രശ്നത്തിന് വല്ലോ വ്യത്യാസമുണ്ടോ, ഒന്നുകൂടെ ഗുരുതരമായിട്ടേ ഉള്ളൂ. ഹാവ് യു ഹേർഡ് പീപ്പിൾ ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്? ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ഇപ്പൊ എന്തൊക്കെ പ്രശ്നമാണെന്ന് നോക്കി. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. ആമേൻ. അതൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞു കാണും നാട്ടുകാര്. ഒരു 3 ദിവസം അവർ ചിരിച്ചും കാണും. But Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. Sorrow, hallelujah, might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May the joy of God reside upon you. Let the joy of salvation come upon you. Once again, may the glory of God come upon you. May your sorrows be removed from you. Once again, may there be oil of gladness over your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. നാട്ടുകാർക്ക് വേണ്ടി ടെസ്റ്റിമണി ആകാൻ വേണ്ടി ആയിരിക്കും ആ കുടുംബം അവരെ ഏൽപ്പിച്ച കർത്താവിനെ വിളിച്ചത്. ഒന്ന് ഓർത്തു നോക്കി, ടെസ്റ്റിമണി എല്ലാം പോയെന്ന് ഓർത്തതാണ്. ഇനി എന്ത് പറയും ഇനി അല്ലേ? ആരെങ്കിലും പോയി പറയാൻ പറ്റും, ഞാൻ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു, കർത്താവ് എന്റെ വീട്ടിലെപ്പോഴും വരുമായിരുന്നു, ഐ മേഡ് റൂം ഫോർ ദ ലോർഡ്, വചനം കേട്ടു, സെർവ് ചെയ്തു, ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസിനെയൊക്കെ ടേക്ക് കെയർ ചെയ്തു, ടൈതിങ് ചെയ്തുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നതാണ്, സോയിങ് ചെയ്തു, റീപ്പിംഗ് മരം വന്നില്ല, അതിന്റെ മുമ്പ് ഉള്ള ബിസിനസ്സും കൂടെ ചത്തുപോയി. Hallelujah. Amen. But there is no permanent damage which the devil can do against you as long as there is a promise of God over your life. Amen. നീ ഒരു പ്രാവശ്യം വചനം കേട്ടുള്ളവനാണെങ്കിൽ, ഒരു പ്രാവശ്യം നീ കർത്താവിനെ ഇൻവൈറ്റ് ചെയ്ത് കർത്താവിനെ റൂം കൊടുത്തവനാണെങ്കിൽ, ഒരു പ്രാവശ്യം നീ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനത്തിന് നീ സ്ഥാനം കൊടുത്തവനാണെങ്കിൽ, let me tell you, there is no permanent damage which the enemy can do upon your life. The resurrection power of God will come back upon your life. Even tonight, receive the Holy Spirit of God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകം. Oh yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. ഇല്ല, ഒരു വ്യത്യാസം വന്നു. ലാസറസിന്റെ കർത്താവ് എഴുന്നേപ്പിച്ചു കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോ ഒരു വ്യത്യാസമുണ്ട്. ഇതെന്താണെന്നറിയാവോ? Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Lazarus ever spoke. ലാസറസിന്റെ ഒരു വേർഡ് പോലും റെക്കോർഡ് അല്ല സ്ക്രിപ്ചറിൽ. പക്ഷെ എൻറ്റയർ വില്ലേജ് കെയിം ടു ജീസസ് ത്രൂ ലാസറസ്. നീ ചത്ത നോർത്തിന്റെ ടെസ്റ്റിമണിയും പോയി പ്രീച്ച് ചെയ്യാം. പണ്ടൊക്കെ പ്രീച്ച് ചെയ്യാൻ ഒരു ആഗ്രഹമാണ്, ഇപ്പൊ അതും പോയെന്ന് തോന്നുന്നു. അന്യഭാഷയെ പണ്ടൊക്കെ ആരാധിക്കുന്നു, ഇപ്പൊ അതും പോയെന്ന് തോന്നുന്നു. എല്ലാം പോയെന്ന് തോന്നിയിരിക്കുമ്പോ ചുമ്മാ നിന്നെ കാണുന്നവര് മനസ്സാന്തരപ്പെടും. അതുപോലത്തെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകം നിന്നെ മേൽ ഇറങ്ങാൻ പോവാ. The fire of God, the power of God, the glory of God is going to come upon your life. നീ ചുമ്മാ ഇരിക്കുന്നു കാണുമ്പോഴേ മനുഷ്യർക്ക് മനസ്സാന്തരം വരുക. Hallelujah. ബൈബിൾ കോളേജിൽ പോകാനും സമയം കിട്ടിയില്ല, ഗിഫ്റ്റിനെ കുറിച്ച് പഠിക്കാനും സമയം കിട്ടിയില്ല. But hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. ചുമ്മാ എന്നെ കാണുമ്പോഴേ മനുഷ്യർക്ക് എന്താണോ അങ്ങ് ജീവൻ വരുക. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight is a night of revival. Hallelujah. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവരുടെ മേൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകം ഇറങ്ങും. Hallelujah. God works miracles. Amen. And he anoints people with the Holy Spirit through the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. By the hearing of faith. Amen. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവൻ, hallelujah, കേൾവിൽ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവന്റെ മേൽ ദൈവം അത്ഭുതം പ്രവർത്തിക്കും. അഭിഷേകം അവന്റെ മേൽ ഇറങ്ങും. Amen. Even tonight God is saying to you, it is enough that you have walked around. Hallelujah. നിനക്ക് ഒരു വിടുതല രാത്രിയ. If you believe tonight with all your hearts, may the anointing of God fall upon you. Will you stand up with me tonight and to pray? Hallelujah. Oh, വിശ്വാസത്തോടെ, ധൈര്യത്തോടെ, hallelujah, ഒരു വര വരച്ചുകൊണ്ട് പിശാചിന്റെ മുന്നിൽ. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on church. പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചുകൊണ്ട്, hallelujah, സ്വർഗത്തിലേക്ക് നോക്കിക്കൊണ്ട്, hallelujah, ഹൃദയം ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്തുകൊണ്ട്. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഒന്നും കൂടെ കർത്താവിന് സമർപ്പിച്ച് പിശാചിന്റെ കള്ളത്തരം വിശ്വസിക്കാതെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം നീ വിശ്വസിച്ച്. മേക്ക് റൂം ഫോർ ജീസസ് വൺ മോർ ടൈം. ഒന്നും കൂടെ യേശുവിന് വേണ്ടി ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്തേ. ഒരു പുതിയ അഭിഷേകത്തിനായി ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത്, ഒരു റിസറക്ഷനായി ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത്. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ugaramaravala handara rajana. Ragara halamura sambara rajana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Uzara Ramala Rajana. Mara Sambura Sagara Hadala Rajana. Hallelujah. Nivadur on the Pratiji. Nina Pratana cake in the Samayamana. Nihirbam Doran the Pratiji. നീ സ്വരം ഉയർത്തി പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്, ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, രാസമ്പര രാജൻ, ഓ റഗട ഹദല രാജന, അകല ഹത്തര രാജന, ധൈര്യത്തോടെ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്, വിശ്വാസത്തോടെ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്, ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഓ രാജൽ ഹന്ദര രാജ, മൽസൂര ചനാന്തലകട മനസ്സമ്പ ൂഢലാത്തരോ രാജ്യര രൂജലഹത്തന രാജനത ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഗ്ലോബിച്ചോനെ ഗ്ലോബിച്ചോനെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഓ വി വർഷിപ് യു ഫാദർ വി വർഷിപ് യു ജീസസ് വി വർഷിപ് യു ലോർഡ് ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ അങ്ങേ നോക്കുന്ന ആരും തന്നെ ലജ്ജിച്ചു